Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Oh, Epic, when, oh, when are you going to admit that the biggest threat to our environment in Humboldt and Del Norte counties is pot growing? Well, not anytime soon, I guess. If you read Lost Coast Outpost, then you've seen the links to Epic's latest endeavors. And for me, they ring hollow. Epic is working on public lands now. Private lands were a target for years, but now I guess that would have to include cannabis grows, so private lands appear to be off the table. Epic is sponsoring a base camp in June, where participants will have a chance to, among other things, do some, and I quote, ground truthing on public lands. Not ground truthing about cannabis and excess water use or scraping of land to make their plots grow or use of rodenticide. No, ground truthing is described as, quote, an important tool used to monitor logging projects and other industrial activities on public lands. The information gathered will help Epic challenge bad logging projects, destructive grazing, and other Forest Service actions that degrade the environment, end quote. Forest Service actions that degrade the environment, but not pot growers that degrade the environment? But wait, there's more truthing to be had. As described, logging ground truthing is simple. Visit a proposed timber sale and document what the Forest Service or BLM is proposing. Compare what the agency is planning on the ground versus what it states in the timber sale documents, and maybe it can lead to the cancellation of some or all of the proposed logging. But nothing about cannabis grow permit discrepancies. No, just watching those sneaky folks over at the Forest Service. At base camp, they will also learn to document the destruction of wetlands, trampling of stream banks, and songbird impacts. Destruction, trampling, songbirds? Epic does have a way with words. Sigh. Did they forget about cannabis truthing? Where is the base camp for monitoring the well water usage at the Nelson Lane Grow? Oh, right, that's private land. But wait, wasn't Pacific Lumber Company private land? The Chamber once invited Epic to speak at a meeting to help us understand how we as a community could unite against the environmental degradation of cannabis grows. They just couldn't help themselves. They turned it into a damnation of the timber industry. We never got to hear how we could help monitor water, stop stream bank trampling, and save songbirds from the pot grows. We need some cannabis truthing, but logging ground truthing is the preferred project for Epic, I guess. I don't hear songbirds with this project. All I hear are crickets. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.